Hi there, Valerie King, editor of R&R here. With 2021 coming to a close, it's a great time to reflect. So we recently asked restoration industry professionals to do just that by answering one question. What is your biggest takeaway from 2021? We recently aired a video version of this on our site, which is randrmagonline.com, so feel free to give it a watch. But we wanted to share the reflections of 10 industry peers here as well. We received great input on what will stick with them most from the past 12 months, from pandemic-induced pivoting, to professional development, to business growth, to family, to personal health and wellness. Without further ado, here they are. First, Nisucha Mabwa, president of ServiceMaster Restoration by Simons.
We are really excited to talk to Restoration and Remediation magazine about our top takeaways for 2021. Learning to do more with less. Since the pandemic hit in 2020, we've had to really find a new approach to handling large and small projects because of labor shortages and resources. So what we've done is improved our communication and started having a lot more meetings with our entire team, pulling together technicians, office staff, project managers, and making sure everybody's on the same page several times before even arriving at the job site. Then on the job site, doing the same thing and making sure everything runs smoothly. By doing this change and implementing more meetings, we've been able to really finish projects successfully for customers. So that's been really great, and we're proud of the work we've been doing.
Now hear from Tom Gisler, president of Restoration One.
I think in a year where we've seen so much equity money pour into the space, my top takeaway has been the sense that many, if not most, of the companies that we compete with are headed in the same direction, and how important it's been for us to establish our own identity and to head in a direction that's been authentic to who we are.
Next is Susan Kukta, VP of Sales and Strategy with Prism Specialties.
My biggest takeaway from 2021 was the realization that I needed to accept a certain level of unpredictability in our business. The last year we've experienced the pandemic, increased M&A activity, labor shortage now, and there will be more challenges coming. Changing quickly is one of the most difficult things for people and for companies. I think Stephen Hawking said that intelligence was the ability to change quickly. I think success is also dependent on that. And that's what we're trying to do here at Prism Specialties.
Next is Jesse Mount, co-owner of Asbestos Abatement, Inc.
My top takeaway from 2021 was everyone is replaceable, except for at home. You are irreplaceable to your family. It's important that you take care of yourself, take care of your health, both mental and physical health. Extremely important. Get plenty of sleep, rest, and take time for yourself. Extremely important. You owe it to yourself and to your family to be there for them as long as possible.
Now hear from Candace Johnson, Marketing Director for JC Restoration, which recently merged with Blue Sky Restoration.
I would say a top takeaway from this year is that despite us having to still scale back our in-person events, whether educational or networking based, in which we would be able to interact a lot more with the people we serve, we came together as a family and continue to help our customers and clients through some of their worst days. We all know property damage doesn't stop. And I, along with the managers here at JCR, are so proud of the way our teams step up, not only during challenging times such as this, but every single day. The buzzword since mid-2020 has definitely been pivot, and we have perfected that term. When we couldn't do something we would normally do pre-pandemic, we would come up with an alternative solution and get it done every single time.
And this is James Bosch, owner of ServPro of Walnut Hacienda Heights in Roland Heights.
My top takeaway is it proved the strength of the brand. It proved how resilient the brand is and our culture as a ServPro industry. Our staff is really resilient. When we find ourselves in positions that are weak, we find a way to get stronger somewhere else to support it. So I think the resilience was awesome. We were able to fight and find ways to be profitable. With COVID being a very big a negative influence on the industry, we've managed to increase revenues by 23%. So our industry is absolutely one of the best industries to be in. And our resilience as a franchise and as a corporation with regards to brand recognition is simply unbelievable.
Now, Leslie Anderson, Senior VP of Training and Launch at Paul Davis Restoration. Leslie was recently elected to the IICRC Board of Directors.
My top takeaway from 2021 has been our industry's ability to adapt and embrace change. Almost overnight, we watched our restoration team training morph into online classes, virtual learning, and the need to develop new and innovative ways to help our teams in the field arose. The restoration industry is dynamic and constantly evolving, and the one certain thing is change. Our successes this year came from our ability to remain agile and open to new ways to accomplish previous tasks.
Next is Scott Harding, Provincial Manager of SAH Disaster Restoration Services.
Always be ready for the unknown. Keep up to date with training and education to protect yourself, your staff, and your clients from the hazards of the restoration world. And always read the latest subscription of Restoration and Remediation Magazine.
Now hear from Nikki Ramirez, Risk Response Manager with Rainbow International of South and West Suburbs.
Something that's a big takeaway for me this year kind of ties into last year. I realized how important it is to analyze things and take calculated risks. If you are willing to take risks and you've analyzed all the situations and outcomes, it can really help improve your growth. We had decided to offer COVID cleaning last year when the pandemic was introduced to us. And this is a service we're continuing to offer to our customers. But realizing that we were able to offer something to people when they need it most wasn't just about the cleaning service itself and helping people. It really helped build trust and was able to open a lot of doors that have flowed into this year. We've done some major water losses, fire losses, and reconstruction projects just because we were willing to take on that risk, and it's ultimately helped us grow. When I look at the numbers and where our referrals are coming from, it really makes me realize that it was so important to offer something when a lot of other people were scared to. And that's something that really hit me this year more than last year.
And last but not least, here is Jennifer Todd, founder and president of LMS General Contractors. Jennifer has been recognized by R&R's sister publication, Engineering News Record, as a 2021 ENR 20 under 40 construction professional and a 2021 ENR Southeast top young professional. We thought this was the perfect note to end 2021 takeaways on.
My takeaway for 2021 is definitely to put yourself first. As leaders and industry management individuals, we are always being relied upon. Everyone is looking to us. Our employees, our clients, our friends, our family members are always looking to us for assistance. And a lot of the times we leave ourselves on the back burner and we don't address the issues that we need to address. I know this firsthand. This year, I suffered a major health setback that completely derailed my year and could have actually rendered my life. I'm so glad that I took the time out to listen to my body and take care of myself physically and mentally to get back to where I needed to be. Because again, you have so many people relying upon you. What good are you if you're not healthy, if you aren't sane, if you aren't where you need to be physically and mentally? So if you've been putting off those health appointments, those doctor appointments that you know you should be doing to take better care of yourself, take the time out and make the time, create the time to put yourself first and do what you need to do. Because at the end of the day, it's always going to be health over wealth. In fact, at this point, after the year that I've had with 2021, health is the real wealth for me. And I encourage others to follow suit and take the lead. And that's my 2021 takeaway. Thank you.